Guest on the program this evening is soprano Christine Seitz. She is the director of Show Me Opera, and that company has a performance of Our Town coming up two nights with the University Philharmonic Orchestra led by Edward Dolbashian. Christine Seitz is my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Trevor. Good to be here.
When I hear Our Town, I think Thornton Wilder, and here Ned Roram has made us a musical version of the play.
Yes.
Have you taken part in a performance of Our Town before? Is this new for you, or do you have this in your repertoire already?
No, this is new for me. It's new for our students. The work is only 10 years old. It was premiered in 2006 at Indiana University. It was always designed to be an operatic setting of Wilder's play, but that would be appropriate for college-level singers. And it's a beautiful opera, and we've had just a wonderful time bringing it to the stage. But it feels like we're creating it from the ground up. Thornton Wilder's play, to begin with, is a piece of experimental theater from its time. It premiered in New Jersey with just basically nothing on the stage. A stage manager walking around and talking to the audience. A few pieces of furniture, a couple of ladders, no props. Everything that people are doing with their hands on stage is mimed. In its time, people didn't know what to think about that. It was completely revolutionary. Shortly after it opened, it won the Pulitzer Prize for theater. And it has become an iconic play of American theater history. It took a long time for this play to be set as an opera, even though back in the day when the play first premiered, composers were eager to set it. Composers like Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein loved this play and thought it would make the perfect opera. Thornton Wilder himself, however, thought that doing anything different to it would destroy its integrity. And so while he was alive, he would not give up the rights to this play to be set as an opera. The composer of our operatic setting, Ned Roram, himself applied for rights for this play in 1961 and was denied at that time. After Wilder passed away, his literary estate was taken over by his nephew, Tappan Wilder. And in the early 2000s, the librettist for this opera, J.D. McClatchy, approached Tappan Wilder one more time, and they had a series of conversations, and Tappan Wilder gave McClatchy the permission to create a libretto, and McClatchy tapped Ned Roram. Now, Ned Roram is not famous in this country as an opera composer, although he had written a few things, but he's mostly famous for being a song composer. American song, voice with piano, voice with a few chamber instruments. He's very famous among voice teachers in the country and among students who study classical singing. But this setting takes his beautiful ability to set a lyric melody for a voice and to build drama through the voice and the orchestra, and it gives him this grand tapestry of this wonderful story that was what Our Town was about to begin with. We go to small town America. We're in Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. We see young George Gibbs and young Emily Webb, who live across the street from each other. We see them through their young years getting interested in each other, falling in love. We see them getting married. And then we see the stunning scene in the third act, which I think is just unlike anything else I've ever done or seen in opera. The third act of Our Town takes place in the cemetery. In the original play, the people who are already dead are sitting in chairs on stage, and they speak to Emily, who's the person we're burying in the third act. They speak to her, and it's them speaking to her that makes her realize that she is now dead. She has this challenge to her in that third act of whether she's really ready to join the dead or not. And she, at first, says, no, I know I can go back. Take me back. I want to go back and relive my life. And this character of the stage manager says to her, yes, it is possible you can go back, but be careful, because you'll find that knowing what your future is going to inform yourself in that past, and you're not going to be able to deal with it. And that's indeed what happens. She goes back and relives the day of her 13th birthday, and everything for her at that moment now is too precious, whereas when she first went through it, it was just another day. It was a birthday, sure, but it was just another day. The opera brings this focus to us of looking at life's everyday moments and treasuring them. And that's its real punch and impact. The third act of the opera ends with Emily going back to the graveyard, but she sings an amazing aria when she makes that decision to do that. And it culminates everything that's been going on in the opera up to that point in such a poignant way that I think it brings what the impact of the play was and puts it up another level.
Christine Seitz has been my guest on Mizzou Music this hour. Her Show Me Opera will offer two performances of Our Town by Ned Roram, 7 p.m. Friday and 7 p.m. Saturday on the Missouri Theater stage. More details online at music.missouri.edu. Christine, thank you for making the time, and have a great show.
Thanks, Trevor.